let's jump into some of the music that you've picked for your Song of the Soul. Tell me about song number one you picked out for your Song of the Soul and why you picked it out.
Well, I wanted to start with Bob Franke. I know Bob Franke's been interviewed on your show before. Bob, who was actually, I believe, trained in seminary before he became a folk singer, he has a very special and unusual take on Christianity. He takes things kind of out of the box and takes some of the deepest meanings that are found in the Bible and takes them to a completely different place. And this particular song called Still Small Voice is one that Andy and I often do like to perform together at our concerts, and just, I guess I wanted to start there because it lights a fire in my heart, so to speak.
The phrase, still small voice, I'm actually used to it as a small still voice, biblical origin. You grew up Quaker. Did you ever leave Quakerism and get away from those silent meetings, those still voices?
I never left Quakerism. I have enjoyed other traditions. I actually took vows at one point as a Buddhist at a Thich Nhat Hanh retreat, and I've stayed for retreats in monasteries at Iona in Scotland and at Taizé in France and at Weston in Vermont. But I never have had any real leading to leave the Quaker fold. The sense of God touching people's hearts inwardly, whether in silence or in things like what we call meetings for business, is just very, very special to me. And I don't think in this particular time on this planet, I expect to follow any other path in terms of my main focus.
Well, Bob Franke does a great job of singing about going to that place, the still small voice. This is Bob Franke singing the first song for Peter Blood's Song of the Soul. It is called Still Small Voice.
In a still small voice, in the middle of the night, Brother Martin heard the simple truth. And he followed its pleading, though it led to a crossroads parting in the days of my youth. From the heart of my city came a single scream, and I heard it through all the white noise. And the papers told me that they'd killed the dream, but they never killed the still small voice.